T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yankees baseball is on the Fan.
Swung on, there it goes. Deep right, it is high. It is far. Good, it's gone.
The home of the New York Yankees is WFAN.
It couldn't have come at a better time.
The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Danielle McCartney.
Good evening, New York sports fans. I am Danielle McCartan. McCartan, let's call it before midnight at 11:11 p.m. We're talking all things New York sports with you till about 2 a.m. How's that sound on this, Saturday evening or early Sunday morning in New York City? Whatever you're doing at the moment, whether you are, I don't even know. I'd love to come up with random things here. Stuck in traffic coming into New York City on the George Washington Bridge. It's awful. Going out of New York City on the George Washington Bridge, also equally awful. But, you know, whatever you're doing at the moment, I appreciate you tuning into the show right now throughout the rest of the evening tonight, early morning, whether that be in your car radio, WFAN.com, or the free Odyssey app. And, of course, we're here in the Big Apple in the Carton and Roberts studio, the Mike Francesa studio. And Paul Rosenberg and I are coming to you live. Go ahead, start dialing 877-337-6666. Taking your calls right here in the first segment. And, well, look at the calendar. It is September 17th, and the Yankees have, on paper, officially rebounded to almost the winning ways that they enjoyed throughout the month of May. Their winning percentage in May and in September is off by only 0.07 of a point. I don't know. To me, it just doesn't feel that way. And last check, which was at 10:26 p.m., in the AL East, the Yankees are still 4.5 games of Toronto and still 6 ahead of Tampa Bay. And if the season ended today, the Yankees still would hold the number 2 seed in the postseason. But in the AL, that is. And I don't know. To me, it just doesn't feel that way. And why not? Well, last night against the Brewers, the Yankees were 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position. And tonight, 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. And not surprisingly, both efforts resulted in an L. In the shape of an L on her forehead. I just did that with my hands at Smash Mouth there. But not surprisingly, you can't hit, you can't win. So you look and you're like, all right, reinforcements have to be on their way, right? Well, unfortunately, not DJ LeMahieu, because Susan Waldman said during the broadcast tonight that there is no timetable for his return. And I was on the West Side Highway by Chelsea Pier, so that had to have been like the seventh inning. But there's no timetable for return for DJ LeMahieu. And I haven't seen anything on Andrew Benintendi either. And those are two bats in that lineup that are just guys that get on base and hit for average and are there on base when guys like Stanton and Judge come to bat, theoretically. I know Aaron Boone loves Aaron Judge in the leadoff spot or the two-hole, but I don't. I don't love that. I know you have to get your best hitters, their most reps, their most at-bats. Again, I will say it again. I cannot keep watching Aaron Judge hit solo home run after solo home run after solo home run. But some good news. Anthony Rizzo. He is going to be back tomorrow. Anthony Rizzo is back tomorrow, Sunday, which should help in generating some power at the plate around Aaron Judge, especially the star of the show, Aaron Judge. And then you look at tonight, okay, and maybe with Rizzo, Yankees could do a little bit better with runners in scoring position because it's been pitiful. I mean, these two games, I mean, the Yankees are playing tomorrow just not to get swept by the Milwaukee Brewers. And over the past two games, added up, they're 2-for-19 with runners in scoring position. That's not going to get it done. Not against the Brewers and not against any of these teams that they want to face in the postseason. They're hoping to face and ultimately the ALCS against the Houston Astros. It's just not going to cut it. Also tonight, featured the return of Aroldis Chapman. Aroldis Chapman, that one who has not pitched since August 19th. I wonder how that tattoo looks. Okay, sorry. But tonight, Chapman did all right. He was a little wild, but in his one inning pitched, he had 17 total pitches, 9 for strikes, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. Again, not bad. I had a caller call in once. I just thought of this. This is months ago. He was giving me a compliment. He said, you know, Danielle, your show's pretty all right. And I was like, what? But Aroldis Chapman, I'm going to use that same phrase. Tonight, he was just pretty all right. But what I loved about this game tonight, what I loved was that Aroldis Chapman was assigned 7th inning duties. 7th inning. An inning that, if you're a fan of my show, the Danielle McCartan Show, whatever you want to call it, McCartan Before Midnight, whatever time of day I'm on, right here on The Fan, for how long I have been clamoring to see Aroldis Chapman in a quote-unquote lower leverage inning. For how long have I been clamoring to see him in, namely, the 7th inning? It's been 2 years I've been talking about it here on with this microphone right in front of me, literally. And finally, Aroldis Chapman entered the game in the 7th inning after not pitching for almost exactly an entire month. And he did all right. So my hope is this, that Aaron Boone and the computers keep Aroldis Chapman there from tonight through the last game of the season, the rest of the season, whenever that may be. And for the Yankees, hopefully into November. Aroldis Chapman is fine in the 7th inning, in the lower leverage innings, because if he imploded, there is a chance that the Yankees' bats could pick him up and come back. I know we're not right at the moment. They don't look great now. But theoretically, in theory, he's not blowing the game over. Especially at home. Namely at home. So keep him there. Chapman, 7th inning. It's a match made in heaven. And it's one of those things, it's like, I don't know, is it the bats or is it the arms on the mound that are going to hold the Yankees back in the postseason? Because I don't know, for me, again, getting back to, it just doesn't feel that way. It doesn't feel like the Yankees are, I don't know, the number 2 seed in the AL. To me, it doesn't. Maybe I'm wrong, but when I watch a team go to Milwaukee and you know, it's not Verlander status that they're hitting against, and go 2-for-19 with runners in scoring position. I mean, the only way they scored tonight was a home run, a Josh Donaldson home run. Who, by the way, the Yes Network flashed up during the game when I was still home watching it, some numbers of his. Love him or hate him, Josh Donaldson has been clutch for the Yankees over the past X amount of games. I forget, 10 games, whatever it was that they showed. They usually do like 10 games. I mean, really clutch. So, it's just, I don't know. Is it going to be the bats? Is it going to be the arm? Is it going to be Isaiah Kiner-Falefa making a costly error for the New York Yankees that's going to cost them a game in the postseason? I'm done watching that. I'm just done. He took, I was scrolling through Twitter. He took responsibility for last night's loss. Well, okay. Good. Some ownership there. But the Yankees have a serious, serious question mark. And it's the same one that you and I talked about in December, that we talked about in January, in February, throughout the first half of the season, before, during, and after the trade deadline, and now in the second half of the 2022 regular season. It is the starting pitching for the New York Yankees.
The legends of Yankees baseball.
It is gone.
The home of Yankees baseball is WFAN.
Hit number 3,000. Derek Jeter has achieved another milestone in his Hall of Fame career.
The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to McCartney Before Midnight here on The Fan in New York City. You want to go ahead and vote in the poll that I just posted on Twitter. I'm Danielle McCartan, by the way. I don't know if I said that or not. It's at Coach MCCARTAN. I asked the question. I posed the question. You know what? You go ahead and find that. Let me introduce this topic first. The Yankees have a serious question mark, I think, which is their starting pitching rotation. We've talked about it beginning at the end of last season. We, on my show, have been talking about it. And if it's me, I'd Sharpie, these four guys atop my rotation. In this order, 1, Nestor Cortez, 2, Gerrit Cole, 3, Jameson Taillon, and as of right now, 4, Severino, who, according to Aaron Boone, will be back on Wednesday. And the thing with Severino is this. You can't pencil him in or Sharpie him in to number 2. Don't tell me that. Because what is a realistic expectation for him? His last start for rehab in AAA was 4 1/3 innings. He's definitely not stretched out. Look at the calendar. It's September 17th. So how much more time realistically does he have to be stretched out? Because you don't want to ramp it up too quickly for fear of re-injury. But I'll tell you one thing. And for Severino, you make it a bullpen sort of game. You get 4 good, great, hopefully, innings out of him, and then you turn it over to the bullpen. Severino's not giving you 7 innings in a postseason game a month from now. Sorry. He's just not. Less than a month from now. He's just not. But I will tell you one thing. Come closer. I want no part of seeing Frankie Montas in a New York Yankees postseason series. I didn't even want to see him in pinstripes to begin with, if you remember correctly. And if I go ahead and refresh the page here on Twitter, at Coach MCCARTAN, also on Instagram under that name too, and Facebook.com/CoachMcCartan. But I said, Yankee fans, provided that Frankie Montas is eligible to pitch in the postseason, pending results from MRI, are you including him in your postseason pitching rotation? I gave you 3 choices. A, hell no. B, why not? And C, absolutely. Well, this is one of the more landslide votes that I've ever done on here. 63% of Yankee fans want Frankie Montas nowhere near the starting rotation in a postseason game. Include me in that. I wish I could vote in my own, but that's how I would vote. There's no way he should be handed the baseball in a start once the regular season ends. And I hate to say it, but I told you so about Frankie Montas. Remember all the way back in June when I said the only thing I liked about him was his name? How much fun it is to say Frankie Montas. It's like, I even likened it to Elf when he says, Francisco. That's nice. That's fun to say. Frankie Montas, it's fun to say, but yikes. And I know that he's going to get that MRI on his shoulder. And I hope for the best possible news for him. And Aaron Boone told Meredith after the game that he just didn't have an update on it yet because she asked. But mark my words, Frankie Montas will get a postseason start just so Brian Cashman does not have to admit that he made a mistake in trading away Jordan Montgomery, who reminds the Yankees of that every single time he takes the mound for his new team. For the Cardinals, and obviously that's after the trade deadline, but pitching for the Cardinals, Jordan Montgomery has a 2.05 ERA. He's given up only 2 home runs, and the batting average against him is 214. For comparison, Frankie Montas with the Yankees, 6.25 ERA, has given up three times the amount of home runs, six, and the batting average against him is just almost 300. I know you can't predict injury either, but every major league player that the Yankees acquired at the trade deadline is hurt or has been injured. Harrison Bader, Andrew Benintendi, Scott Efros, and Lou Trevino. So, I don't know, man. Let me go back to this. Hit refresh. Yeah, now it's up to 69% of Yankee fans want no part of Frankie Montas in a postseason start. So what are they going to do with him? That is the million-dollar question. All right, in the order that you called, to the phones we go at 877-337-6666. John in the Bronx, you're up on the fan.
Hi, Danielle. How you doing?
What's up, John? You're leading off tonight.
Great. Listen, I agree with you 100% on Mr. Chapman. Can't stand him. Don't want to even see him on the field anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But everything you say I agree with, but I won't get into all those details. I'm just curious about your opinion mm-hmm. on Yankee fans that complain about Steinbrenner, Cashman, and Boone. And that's all they do, and they blame Steinbrenner, Cashman, and Boone for the Yankees' demise that's going on right now. What's your opinion?
John, can I flip it on you and ask you who you believe is responsible for the demise?
The players on the field. The players are accountable. Steinbrenner, Cashman, and Boone, I don't blame them at this point, no.
See, I'm going to take the more diplomatic approach, and I'm going to say that it's a little bit of all of them. It's a little bit of all of them because you got Hal Steinbrenner, who is not exceeding the luxury tax threshold, A. You've got Brian Cashman, who will not go out and get the best pitcher available on the market in Luis Castillo, B. You've got Aaron Boone, who puts these cockamamie lineups out there every day, and they switch and change around every single day. And then D, you get to the players on the field. Or maybe I would put the players on the field at C. But
okay,
you know, but I know, okay. And I know the guys in the front office are not out there on the field executing. But and that's why a little bit of the onus falls on the players as well.
All right, so Steinbrenner is number three in payroll.
Mm-hmm.
Cashman, you have no idea what's going on behind the scenes on the phone calls to say that Cashman couldn't get anybody. As far as pitching goes, everybody wanted, what's his name? What's that guy's name?
Luis Castillo?
Castillo? What was his name?
Luis Castillo.
Right, okay. How do you know that Cashman didn't want to get him? How do you know they couldn't get him? How do you know Castillo didn't want to come to the Yankees? How could you blame Cashman for not getting him?
Well,
you don't know what was going on behind the scenes.
No, I don't, but I also know that we didn't have to be behind the scenes to hear Aaron Judge's contract details. They just happily leaked those details. So I would think a guy like Brian Cashman in his final year of his contract would come out and say, hey, we really tried for Castillo, but he didn't want to come to the Yankees. You know what I'm saying?
No, Danielle. No. They leaked out Judge's they leaked that out on purpose.
That's what I'm saying. Wouldn't you leak that out if you're Cashman on purpose? Like, dude, we tried. We ended up with what we ended up with, right? Come on. Wouldn't you do that too? Because you're in a contract year. Unless, of course, you know that you're comfortably going to get re-signed for the rest of your life. I mean, what GM signs a lifetime deal like a Supreme Court justice like Brian Cashman
has? But you just changed the subject to Judge. I'm talking about Cashman getting a pitcher that we needed.
And
let's
he didn't.
Go back to that.
And he didn't.
That has
he failed.
Judge's contract has nothing to do with that.
No, yes, it does, because I'm trying to explain to you that he conveniently linked those details. Why aren't there any details about this pitching that he missed on leaked to the media?
Maybe he doesn't want to admit that the kid didn't want to come to the Yankees.
But then the onus isn't on
you
him.
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but
you don't know what's going on in the phone calls.
John, if you're Brian Cashman, then you could wipe your hands clean and say, hey, he didn't want to come. I went for him. He didn't want to come. Wouldn't that make you look pretty good?
All right, so what do you think the reason is why they couldn't get him?
I have no idea. Maybe they didn't want to give up Anthony Volpe.
So if you don't have any idea, how could you blame Cashman?
John, you look at the package.
You have no idea.
John.
Why you blame? You can't blame him.
John, you're going to let me talk, or you're going to continue to talk over me, because that's not how it works here. When you look up what they gave up for Castillo, when what they traded for Castillo, it would have included both Anthony Volpe and Peraza, Oswald Peraza, the top two prospects in the Yankee farm system. Then what you're gonna look at IKF as the shortstop of the future for the New York Yankees. I believe that's why they didn't do it. That's what the asking price was and more. Would you have given up Volpe and Peraza?
No.
No. That's why. That's why. That's what I can conjecture about it.
All right. Okay.
Are you satisfied with that answer?
I'll go with it. I'm not okay. going to argue or disagree.
John, the problem is...
You make a good point.
Thank you. And you know what the other problem is? You mentioned that the payroll, which I listened to the entire Randy Levine interview on the podcast with Sherman and Heyman. He kept referencing, oh, well, we have the whatever, I'm going to go, you said the third highest payroll in the league. Yeah, but you look at the deals that they're giving out. You're giving out how much money to Aaron Hicks? He's making $11 million this year. I mean, come on. Josh Donaldson,
but
$23 million. They're not spending it in the right way.
But then when they signed Hicks,
it was horrible.
He had an above-average defense,
nah.
And he was a switch hitter, and they were hoping they were going to get a $25 million center fielder for $10 million.
And they did, and
work,
everybody, but John,
they didn't spend $25 million. They got what they paid for out of Hicks, $10
John,
million a year. That's what he's worth.
I don't need to be the Yankees GM to find out and figure out that he wasn't worth a $70 million contract.
Well, you didn't know that back then.
I said it then, John. I know you might be new to this, but I said it back then. Okay? And you want to keep referencing the Yankees and their payroll, and they're not spending it the right way. They're clearly not allocating the money correctly when you've got Aaron Hicks making as much as he is giving out that contract, given the injury history of him in particular. You look up and down this payroll. Josh Donaldson, $23 million? Like, you had to get rid of Gio Urshela, who was making, like, nothing? Come on. Ack in North Jersey, you're up on the Fan.
Yeah, it's just been a disappointing watch. I mean, with the start they had, it's just, I can't even watch this. I mean, if I watch Gerrit Cole again, just it's so shaky every time he takes the mound. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. I think we've gotten used to, you know, Jeter and the 2000 dynasty. This is far from that, and all the comparisons. That is out the window. It's just so sad to watch. Boone, he should just say less. I'm watching him press conferences. He's making a show, getting thrown out every game. Just say less, manage more. Postseason's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We need a spark. We need Cole to be the ace that he's supposed to be. We need the bats to wake up. You know, it shouldn't be just Judge trying to break 60. We still can do well in the postseason. We just need a spark, but it's really, really disappointing to watch right now.
You know what? And I'm telling you, like I said in the beginning, they have the second seed in the AL if the season ended today. It doesn't feel like that, does it?
We can't beat Houston.
Yep.
I just say that. We cannot beat the Houston Astros unless we can get over the fear of that. I don't know if Cole, can he be a big game pitcher and lead us to a World Series? Like, that's what we need him to do. Judge is doing his thing. We need the bats to wake up a little bit. But, I mean, Boone, come on. Let's get these boys. Let's go. We got the World Series. We can still do it, but it's a tough watch every night. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand. I get it. And it's so crazy. It's just crazy to me because you look at what Aaron Judge is about to do. And you look at where the Yankees are currently right now, and you're like, I can't be this isn't the right feeling. Do I have displaced feelings about this team right now? And I had Susan Waldman on. It was what, last week I had her on? And I asked her about the Yankees and their quest to get to the World Series. I said, I asked her, is this Yankee roster constructed to win a World Series? And she said, well, Danielle, does it have to go through Houston to get there? And I said, yeah. And she said, then no. There you go. She watches every pitch of every single game. And I know a lot of us do. But she said what I think a lot of people were thinking. Carmen in Linden, New Jersey, you're up on the Fan.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, too. First of all, I don't like to be a parrot and repeat what you said,
sure,
but I'm going to repeat it anyway, okay?
Right.
Because exactly what you just said, almost verbatim. Let me just say it. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm 73 years old. I've been watching the Yankees since I'm 7 years old. In 1956, when I discovered number 7, Mickey Mantle, mm-hmm. I played, ate, slept, and drank baseball, football, and basketball for 66 years. Here's what's wrong with the Yankees, and you said some of it. Number one, forget Houston, forget what you just said about what Susan had to say and what everything. You need three reliable starting pitchers yes. to go into the playoffs.
Yep.
Okay? And I do not believe, even though I might go along with you, that I'd like to see Nasty in the leadoff. You're going to see Cole number one.
Of course you are.
You're going to see Nestor number two.
Yep.
Because of the moves they made.
Yep.
And I agree with you. Frankie, they should move him to Pony League. I guess he's above Little League. But they can move him to Pony League. He's a bum. There's no doubt about it. 4.50. Hey, I don't know where the hell they decided. I don't know where they decided to get him, but that's Cashman's idiotic move.
Yep.
Okay.
I wish Cashman would listen to my show. Move. I mean, I didn't want him to begin with. I wish Cashman was a listener.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. The other two moves, there is absolutely, you know, they made a comment, the stupidest comment about Montgomery. Well, you know, they don't score for Montgomery. Well, you remember, they never scored for Jake. For DeGrom.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep.
Is that a reason to get rid of him? They
yeah.
actually used that stupid line. Oh, they don't score for him.
Yeah.
What a stupid remark. Okay?
I agree.
Now, let's get rid of DeGrom because they don't score for him.
Yep.
You idiot. He would have been the third guy in the rotation who gave you steady outings when he was here.
Yep.
He should have never been traded.
Exactly.
And the final point, 2 points. Mm-hmm. I agree with what you said about Donaldson. Not because of his antics or anything.
Nope.
Urshela is a better third baseman defensively and a better clutch hitter than Donaldson will ever be. And they were paying him peanuts
yep.
under his control.
That's
they
right.
should have never got rid of that kid.
Gio Urshela, just,
yeah.
just so everybody's clear, Gio Urshela this year, this season, 2022, $6.5 million. No, $6.5 million. That's
okay.
it. That's
yeah,
it.
Exactly. He was making peanuts.
Yep.
This guy thinks that he's had a couple home runs here. They would have been a lot better off with Urshela. He was a guy that could be long-term. And the final point, and I appreciate you giving me the time, mm-hmm. okay? I think hopefully you believe that these are good points.
Yep. That's why you're still on there,
thing,
Carmen.
Okay. The final point is you can't consistently leave 10, 11, 12, 9 men on base.
Yep.
When you consistently leave double-figure men on base, you're doing something wrong. Okay? Whether it's in the middle getting a little small ball to get a couple of those runs across, when you leave you can look back. How many games
yep.
in the second half have the Yankees left double-figure men on base? That is a predictor of failure.
Sure.
That's failure.
And
that's
Carmen
coming up in clutch position.
Exactly. And also getting hits with runners in scoring position. And in this series, they have not got.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows.
Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It done.
Sometimes it's good to talk about
erratic behavior, paranoia, diarrhea.
Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Visit superbook.com.
Welcome back to McCartan Before Midnight here on the Fan in New York City. We're going to continue with this Yankee stuff. I mean, it's a little bit of a concern if you're a Yankee fan how this team might fare in the postseason moving forward. You got Frankie Montas, who last check of the final results of my poll here on Twitter, 73% of Yankee fans don't want the pitcher that Brian Cashman acquired at the trade deadline to help bolster this starting pitching rotation to be that number two starter. 73% of Yankee fans don't want him touching the ball in a postseason start. Me included. So, is this team built to go the distance? I think no. Let's go to the phones. Back to the phones. 877-337-6666. Robbie in Lennox, you're up next on the Fan.
Hey, Danielle. How are you? Thanks for taking my call. First of all, Paulie Rosenberg is the man. I just wanted to say Paul does a great job. So
he does.
I've been talking to him for a long time. But, you know, Danielle, great callers tonight, really, a great, great monologue. I mean, I can't take it anymore watching this team. And the thing is that it's really not the same team that started the season. So let me, a couple thoughts to share with you. First of all, I agree with you. As a guy who's called this station for 35 years and a 50-year baseball fan, being a Yankee fan, okay, growing up 25 minutes from the Bronx and from Yankee Stadium almost my whole life, Danielle, batting Aaron Judge first and then batting a guy who's batting 214 behind him, how does this make any sense? I mean, am I losing it or something? Who is Aaron Judge batting? Who is he driving in? The ants in front of the plate? I mean, what the hell is the problem? I mean, if you're going to do anything, I know you're depleted with guys, okay? I know you got a lot of kids. Can we put Peraza first? Let Peraza try. I mean, he's hitting 260. Maybe he gets on. Maybe he steals a base.
Yep.
I mean, it's ridiculous to watch. It's asinine baseball. I'm sorry. I mean, you get the golden sombrero from Stanton tonight. I can't stand watching Stanton take at bats. The biggest problem with this team, and you somebody was breaking this down. I was listening to one of your callers about Cashman or the ownership.
Yeah, who is the onus on? Yes,
it's clearly Cashman, okay? Because you can't tell me you and I combined, we could sit in a room, okay, and go through every analytical bunch of nonsense there is, but actually put a lineup and use our budget, okay, of $230+ million on a better talent than this. Where the hell was Cashman when Matt Chapman was available? When was he? Where was he when Paul Goldschmidt was available? Where was he when Owen Allen Arenado was available for the Cardinals? Why is it that the Cardinals can consistently go out and get these type of players and stuff? And it's like it's like almost like the wolves being pulled over our eyes. The Yankees have two division titles in the last 10 years. Is that correct? Am I correct with that number? I think so.
Probably.
So it's like, okay, this started in 2017 when Brian Cashman decided to fire Joe Girardi after they came within one game of winning of going to the World Series. Okay, he fired the manager. He babied Gary Sanchez. He got Stanton, which was no reason. How many guys do we need that strike out 200 times? Oh, let's get Josh Donaldson now. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and pay all that money for him, too. Money that should have been allocated to Aaron Judge.
I mean, you look at the lineup tonight, and you're putting Judge up first. Fine, you want to put your best hitters up first. Great, but look who's batting behind you. 195, Kyle Higashioka can't even his way. He shouldn't even be in the major leagues. Marwin Gonzalez hit 199 last year. Cashman's like, oh, wow, let's pick him up. You can't tell me that there's nobody else in the major leagues that's around that could be better than a guy hit 199 last year that's coming off your bench. Look at the bench that they have. And this whole idea of carrying 13 pitches, and I just want to say this, and thanks for the time. I am so sick of this. Can we just leave baseball alone? Do we need bigger bases to induce base stealing? What kind of nonsense is this? It's just BS. I mean, what do we need 13 pitchers on a staff for? Who needs that many pitchers for crying out loud? Pitcher after pitcher after pitcher. I mean, the other night, Wandy Peralta yesterday's pitching a good game. He gets the left-hander. Can we bring Wandy back for the next thing? No, we got to put another pitcher in and another pitcher.
Yep.
And Boone is, to me, a puppet. You can't tell me with three generations of baseball that Aaron Boone is the one making decisions, putting Stanton behind Judge batting first. This is just nonsensical baseball that makes no sense. But anyway, I'll get your thoughts on it. But, I mean, I agree with you. IKF, let Peraza play, please. Can we just see the kids? If for nothing else, if the team fails in October, can they just see what these kids are made of? That's what I want to see. Anyway, yep. Daniel, thanks for the time. Love your show and continued success on. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Robbie. Appreciate it. I mean, there's really not much to add on there. You hear the exasperation in his voice. You hear the frustration in his voice. There's nothing much more that I can add on to there, Robbie, because you said it all. You said it all. And I think the takeaway from that call is all of the points you made, plus the emotion that you had behind it, the frustration, the exasperation, all of it. And again, the Yankees are the second seed if the season ended today in the AL. And it just doesn't feel that way. They've got a 4.5 game lead in the AL East over the Blue Jays, and it just doesn't feel that way. Am I wrong to think that? Am I wrong to think that? Steve in Manhattan, you're up next on The Fan.
All right, and I grew up 30 minutes in the Bronx from Yankee Stadium, if you don't include traffic jams.
Yeah, which and, is always.
I just want to comment before I get to the Yankees, the meat and potatoes is, but these new rules in baseball where you can only throw over to first base twice and everybody was going crazy over that. We know it's ridiculous. Just like saying two linebackers can't make a tackle. So you've got to be able to make the play in the game if you see it developing. And I would say, like they say, it's going to get more athletic. The second baseman might have to chase the runner back to first base. There mm-hmm. are guys who are very athletic, and the pitcher's going to have to fire the ball to second base if the runner starts going. Mm-hmm. The game will get more athletic that way, but and they want more scoring. Next coming in the minor leagues, they have it in one minor league where they steal first base, a batter. So they want to juice up the game.
I know.
And the thing is, I'm kind of mad about it. I don't get to call into a fan too much anymore. They don't let me in. I don't know why. But the thing is, this thing going after Josh Donaldson, to me, is crazy. Some of these hosts, I believe, are really clowns going after him and signing with this guy, Anderson. But now for the Yankees. The Yankees, you know, if a person just sits behind the fact that they spend money is not the answer to this. They do not spend the money the way they once did. That's the key thing. And the thing is, you had the shortstop class of 2021. You had players in there. I would have signed them. I would have signed Correa and put him at shortstop and leave Shirley at third base, the third baseman there, and don't make that trade for the Yankees. They make bad trades. They also do not, and they try to sell you on these bad players.
Yeah.
That is a sign, folks, of an organization that is starting to rot. Now, I was a firm believer. The Yankee, listen, you called it. The Yankee offense shut down for the last 2 months, right? I would have brought up the two hottest players. Anthony Volpe is right now one of the hottest
players
in AAA.
Yep.
I bring the guy up. There's nobody hitting on this team. You're going into the playoffs. They have enough good players to limp into the playoffs right now. You got to tell me, who are the great teams out there right now, and who's going to get hot in October, and then you'll have your World Series winner. But the Yankees do not, they don't run that organization they once did. They cannot make those trades where they bring in a player for big money, and I believe it's really Hal Steinbrenner doesn't want to spend that kind of money. He might not have it. He might not have a cash flow problem.
Wow. Well, we don't know that, Steve, but thanks for the call there. We don't know that, but we do know that Hal Steinbrenner has shown an unwillingness to go past that luxury tax threshold for whatever reason. Citing, I believe Randy Levine cited the COVID pandemic, not having fannies in the seats, all that, which, I don't know, I think is a little bit ridiculous. I mean, the Yankees are worth how many billions of dollars? I mean, look at the Dodgers, what they're doing. They don't care. They don't care. Dodgers-Astros is going to be the World Series. And I don't know. I just wish the Yankees had, believe it or not, more of the attitude, the swagger that the Los Angeles Dodgers actually have right now at the moment. They're the new Yankees, believe it or not. Quick break. Emmanuel's here with an update. I found this on the web. Oh, my God. Siri's looking up Josh Donaldson's stats on my watch. I have no idea what's going on here. Out of control. Siri's out of control.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.